Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
Sugar, flour, butter, essential components of the cakes, buns and biscuits that we love, but a recipe for disaster, it seems, when it comes to the rising costs of ingredients. Now, like many businesses, the cost of living crisis has those who bake for a living feeling the heat. I'm joined by some of those people now. Graham Herterich, owner of the bakery and also known as the Cupcake Bloke. Cara Lloyd, owner of the Corner Bakery in Terranure in Dublin, both here in studio with me. And on the line is Michael Carey, co-founder and chairman of East Coast Bakehouse, and you're all very welcome. Thank you for being here. Graham, you gave us a list of the price increases that you have seen, and it is quite shocking.
It is, yeah.
Caster sugar up from 17.24. What is that for now?
That is for a 25 kilo bag. Now, I have to be quite specific about that one. I prefer to use beet sugar as opposed to cane sugar.
Yes.
The majority of sugar that comes into Ireland is cane sugar. This is actually for a beet sugar.
Okay, but it has gone up by 80%. That's the material point. Raspberries was the other one that struck me. 86% increase. I mean, these are absolutely phenomenal. And butter again, of course.
Butter,
112%. Yeah. That is, are you experiencing this, Cara, as well?
We have the same price rises that Graham does. In fact, our raspberries have gone up over 100%.
Yeah.
Our little pot of raspberry jam, even the packaging, the glass jars, doubled since the beginning of the year.
I don't know how you price anything then, because you're having to print menu cards in your case, so that you have them there for people to see. I mean, do you have to keep revising?
Oh, we constantly are revising, but we get price increases on a weekly basis, but we can't pass on the price increases on a weekly basis. And like, it's just, you're getting emails from suppliers kind of going, as I said a few minutes ago, here's your November price increases. Here's a list of what's going up in November. I've no choice in the matter but to buy from these people.
Yeah. And Michael, listening to all of this, now you're operating on a different level with East Coast Bakehouse and you're operating at a huge scale, but your energy bills, tell us how much they have increased.
Yeah, we're experiencing at East Coast Bakehouse the same problems that Graham and Carl are having with ingredients. But on top of that, the energy increase is 3.5 times the cost of the energy we had this time last year.
And we know that there's some
business is about €500,000 a year cost.
Additional. Now, there is some help coming from the government. But when you put it in the context of €500,000 increase, what does that look like?
It wipes out our margins when we're trying to secure business from trying to replace. We manufacture biscuits and cookies, and our main competitors are all UK-based. There's €5 million worth of biscuits imported into Ireland every week, and we're trying to take some of that, and we're also trying to export, competing with those UK companies in other markets. And our cost base is extremely high. This energy issue is knocking us out of line with our competitors in the UK. The cap on energy means their costs are about half of the costs we're being hit with today.
Okay, so they are experiencing an increase in energy costs, but they have the cap there. So that is cushioning the blow. You'll be getting a max of 10K a month for the next 6 months from the government. That was what was announced in the budget. But that's 60,000. You're looking at an annual increase of €500,000.
Yeah, that scheme, I think, is really appropriate for coffee shops, for pubs and restaurants, for small bakeries, perhaps. There's a new scheme that's also just been announced today, being implemented by the Enterprise Ireland. And hopefully the criteria around that scheme will be more appropriate for larger companies.
Mm-hmm.
So support from government is helpful, and we need it, and it's needed really quickly. And that lag that Graham mentioned between the cost of increases and the ability to increase our prices is putting huge pressure in the short term on every food manufacturing business.
Okay. And
so a quick response is needed from government.
Okay, and government help, Graham, for you and for Carol. I mean, that will help, but it's not going to solve the problem, is it?
Oh, no, like, it's not. Like, our electricity rate was 21 cents in September. The cheapest we could get in October was 79 cents a unit. And it's just crazy. Like it is going to help, yes, and it's going to take. But like, I'm finding myself, I haven't got the time now because, and there's also staff shortages within our industry as well. But we can't. I haven't got the time to go chasing prices, and that's what you seem to spend all your time doing, is chasing prices.
Yes. We have a listener wondering why people are expecting raspberries to be cheap in October. Raspberries are a summer fruit. I should have said we're talking about frozen raspberries,
frozen
aren't
raspberries,
we?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Frozen raspberries. We're allowed to have those at this time of year. So, Cara, talk to me about the biggest challenge that you're facing, because you have regulars coming in who want their soda bread or their white loaf or whatever. And as Graham said, you can't keep ramping up that price every couple of days or every week.
It's very time consuming to be looking at your prices. We do get price increases every week from suppliers. They're quite volatile. Occasionally you'll find a decrease. Last month we got great prices on cream, on butter, not on butter, on cream and milk from our supplier. This month they've shot back up again. Mm-hmm. So it's very difficult to plan. Our main challenge really isn't energy costs at all, although they've more than doubled. Mm. It's the cost of staff is our biggest cost, and trying to find staff. There is a crisis in the industry.
And trying to retain staff as well. And what do you put that down to? What's going on there?
Oh, there are a lot of factors. The main one for us is housing. It's housing, housing, housing. People in hospitality on that wage can't afford to live mm-hmm. where the jobs are. So we're all going to struggle to
find staff.
And
you're the same, Graham.
Yeah, we find it the same. I find there's a lot of lack of qualified people in our industry. And that's like, when I say industry, it's like across the hospitality food industry. Like chefs, there's a huge shortage, bakers. And like we found, there was a lot of part-time staff that would have been, say, Brazilian or whatever. They're not there anymore. So we're finding that there's a lack of just kitchen porters even around and things like that. There's a lot of lack of staff.
Yeah. And for you, Michael, you have, I think it's around 100 people, isn't it, working for you. Do you find that staffing is an issue?
Yeah, we have 100 people, hugely dedicated team in Drogheda. We're under pressure. Costs are going up. The minimum wage going up has knocked on all of the other costs. Everything else that's based on the minimum wage is increasing by 8% next year. It's all going to drive into food inflation. Currently, food inflation is running at about 12% on grocery shelves. I suspect that's going to hit 20 or 25% by the end of the year.
What? Which is 20 or 25%?
I would expect maybe even higher. These cost increases haven't really hit the grocery shelves yet. In the UK, basic food prices have just shot up. Vegetable oil is up about 65% in the UK. Pasta is up 60%. Biscuits, on average, basic biscuit products are up 35% in the UK.
Yes, but they're still able to compete. The suppliers from the UK are still able to compete with your prices.
Yeah, they're being hit by all the ingredients costs. This is just the energy issues here in the UK. Ingredients costs are international commodity pricing, and it affects everyone.
When you think about it.
So that impact on food inflation is going to be a huge problem socially.
It certainly is, if it goes up to 25% or beyond, as you predict, Michael. When you think about your business, though, what you're doing, these ingredients are all the ones that are being hit by, in particular, the war in Ukraine. Then you have the energy costs, and you're working in an energy-intensive business where you're firing up the ovens all of the time.
Exactly, yeah. The last time I was in with you, I was talking about how, we're going into the winter, I can turn off the fans, the extraction, have the kitchen nice and warm. It's so mild that we still have the extraction on. But you were saying, like, it's the war in Ukraine, like, butter gone up by 112%. If a dairy farmer could turn around to me and say, I'm seeing some of that benefit, but I don't think they can. Do you know what I mean? Just like, who is seeing the benefit of all this? Do you know what I mean? I know everybody has. It's everywhere, but it's just scary when you use so much butter and you're spending over $1,000 a week on butter in a small bakery. It's just crazy amounts of money.
Yeah, and you want to know why it's going up.
And your suppliers can't tell you why. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy. Sorry, Michael, go ahead.
Some of these costs started to go up before Ukraine. So if you look at the cost prices prior to February 20th when the invasion happened, butter prices were already going up. They were already nearly 80-90% higher than they were the previous year.
Right, but there was something else going on.
It's not just Ukraine.
All right, we have to leave it there. Graham Hurtridge, Cara Lloyd and Michael Carey, thank you all very much indeed for joining us on the programme. That's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Today's programme was produced by Barbara Feeney, research by Kieran Dunn. Jarlath Holland was our broadcast coordinator. Cara O'Hare was on sound. And it's over now, just coming up to 12 midday, to Ronan Collins.